Live from McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg, this is Tech Talk Live. Tonight's show is presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better. CMG Leasing. Visit vtcampusedge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. Smithfield. Flavor hails from Smithfield. First Bank and Trust. The bank that puts you first. First and Main, Blacksburg. The official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. Ford. Get the best deals of the year at your local Ford dealer today. Deschutes Brewery. It comes with the territory. G&H Appliance. Nobody does it better. Real Life Dental, located in Kent Square in downtown Blacksburg. Find your smile. Papa John's Pizza. Order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. The Pete Dye River Course, where Hokies play. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet. Now, here's your host, John Lazer.
And we always enjoy talking to you. We're going to get into some of the things that you do off the court in a couple of moments. But first, let's talk about the multitude of things that you do on the court. How has your role changed this year? How have you flourished in that role and really stepped up with Wabisa and some of the older guys to be the team leaders for this group?
Living and learning from different experiences, being able to take what I learned off the floor and being able to put it on the floor.
I want to go back even farther, PJ, and just talk about why. Obviously, you could have left or you could have stayed. There weren't many guys left after that. What made you stay, and what was it that Coach Young told you that made you want to be a part of this moving forward?
The community and the people I ran into while I've been here kind of persuaded me to stay. Being able to conversate with my guys and learn and just being around them made me want to stay here.
Do you remember the conversation, your first conversation with Coach Young?
Yeah, I remember the first conversation. Yeah, he talked about how he respected me a lot by looking into the eyes when he talked to me. But I've learned that from just being raised by a parent.
How nice has it been for you to showcase, I think, your whole game? You know, you go back to your high school career, you were an exceptionally prolific scorer. We knew you could shoot the basketball back then as well. You just weren't asked to do that a ton your first couple of years. How nice has that been to really showcase the full player that you are this year?
It's been amazing just going out there, really just naturally playing, you know, having nothing to think about in your head. Just go out there and try to win a game.
PJ, you started, what, 5 games your first 2 years? You've started every game this year. Mm-hmm. What were the things that you worked on in the off season, just kind of knowing I'm going to be asked to have a bigger role on this team? What did you work on most?
I worked on most of my stamina and my communication skills on the floor, being louder, more vocal on the floor than usual previous years.
All right, PJ, let's get into this. You have an old soul. That's what we like talking to you. And we're going to get into some of your taste preferences in just a second. But Coach Young has lovingly, along with Coach Frazier, begun referring to you as the 88 Buick because you're reliable and you always get to the destination. He's upgraded you, I think, in the last couple of weeks to 98 Buick because things have gone so well. My question to you, though, is if you could choose what you would be in terms of a vehicle, what would it be? You seem like a truck guy to me.
Yeah, I'd probably be a
Ford F-150.
Ford 92 box.
92, yeah.
92?
On the box trucks.
With some big old tires on it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Heavy load?
What's it like playing for Coach Young? He obviously has a keen sense of humor, and it seems like he really knows how to interact with you guys all individually. How have you enjoyed playing for him?
I really enjoyed it. He's a character. He's always joking with us and teaching us new things. And it's just a joy to play for him.
PJ, like last year, you made, what, 1 3-point shot all last year? And that wasn't something that you did, quite frankly, obviously. But this year, you spent a lot of time in the offseason working on your 3-point shooting. It's paid off. Just kind of talk about that, how that's going.
It's going pretty well for me, being able to stretch my game out to the perimeter, being able to knock that shot down. It gives teams harder –
tougher matchup.
Toughest matchup.
Yeah, spreads the floor, certainly opens things up for other players as well. PJ, there was a play yesterday that kind of went viral in terms of the toughness of this team, the energy of this team. That was when you dove to the side court right in front of Mike and I. You actually nearly knocked us off the air. I mean, we forgave you immediately for that play. You saved it inbounds. Then Landers went to the floor. Then BD went to the floor. And eventually you guys pulled it out of there. Where does that come from within this group to play with that level of energy and enthusiasm for the entire 40 minutes?
I just felt like that was our culture, you know, playing hard, gritty, you know, trying to win a basketball game, so every possession counts.
You were around, obviously, Landers all last year. Are you surprised at what he's been able to do, what he's been able to accomplish, and how well he's played this year?
No, sir, not at all. On the floor, he's an amazing basketball player. He knows how to put the ball in the basket, and we try to give him the best opportunities to do that.
P.J. Horn is with us. He's the second member of the men's basketball program here at Tech to join us this season. We've got one more segment with P.J., and you can rest assured we'll talk some fishing more than likely. We'll go off the court with P.J. as well, and he's heading down near home when the Hokies get to Georgia Tech in a few weeks as well. All of that straight ahead. Mike Young joins us in about 10 minutes as well. This is a basketball-centric and action-packed Tech Talk Live originating tonight from Blacksburg.
Looking for some quality dining options? Come try First in Maine. Try the delicious cuisines of Bowl and Bones, Saki House, or Avellino's. Afterwards, you can satisfy your sweet tooth with some frozen treats at Frosty Perry. Buy the newest VT apparel at Alumni Hall to prepare for football season. Don't forget to check out Joseph A. Bank or Talbot's for your other clothing needs. Whatever it may be, First in Maine will help you make this fall the best one yet. First in Maine, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a great place to live in Blacksburg? Beautiful homes from CMG Leasing are available now.
CMG Leasing is the official student housing of Virginia Tech Athletics, offering spectacular communities like The Edge, The Reserve, Cedar Field, and dozens more throughout the New River Valley.
And 7 leasing offices around Virginia Tech, CMG has an experienced staff to get you or the student in your family into a luxury apartment.
Luxury living from CMG, the official student housing of Virginia Tech Athletics. Discover for yourself at cmgleasing.com.
Can't buy the home of your dreams until you sell the one you're in? Now you can with First Link Interim Temporary Financing. Link what matters to what works by combining the financing of both properties and purchase your new home before your existing home is sold. This is Tessa Wright. We do what it takes to make life work because First Bank and Trust is your bank for life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Qualifications apply for buyer and properties. Ask for details.
Your Hokie headquarters is Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazor.
This is Tech Talk Live. Hokies preparing now for Wake Forest, Demon Deacons, and Hokies. Another late start, 9 o'clock on Tuesday night. Team traveling down to Winston-Salem tomorrow, which is why we have Tech Talk Live on a special evening tonight. And we are joined by a special guest in forward, P.J. Horn. Now, P.J., we've gotten to know you pretty well over the last 3 years, and we know that you're kind of wise beyond your years. You're a young guy, but you have some older soul tastes, specifically when it comes to music. Tell me about some of the more classic musical acts that you enjoy.
I like a decent amount of genre of music. You know, I kind of like the country. I like the rhythm and soul. So I
heard some tales of Whitney Houston, maybe, which is that's my era, to say the least.
I like Whitney Houston.
You ever sing any of her songs, like in the shower or driving around your 88?
No, I don't do that much. I like Michael Jackson a lot. I like Donny Hathaway a lot. Artist Jason Aldean, I like him a lot. Chris Stapleton.
Are you a concert guy? Do you like to go to concerts?
Certain concerts, yeah. I really haven't been to one. But if I had to choose a concert, I'd go to Chris Stapleton's concert.
Yeah, Chris Stapleton, country music star, for those that don't know, and kind of a slower, more ballad-driven performer. P.J. Horn is with us. P.J., you have excelled in the classroom since you've been here. You were all ACC Academic Honor Roll last year, and I know Hokies congratulate you on that and the way that you represent this school and this program. How's that going as you continue to work towards your major on the academic side of things?
Oh, it's going pretty steady. I'm planning on graduating in May. And, I want to get my master's next year since I'm graduating early.
What do you want to do, like, when it's all said and done, after basketball is over, what would you like to be doing?
I'm not really sure yet with after basketball, when I'm completely done with basketball. I have to do something probably with coaching. So
stay around the game.
Stay around the game somehow.
Well, the game infuses your family. We know that. And people remember that you actually came to Tech with your cousin or following your cousin Tyree Jackson, and he is now at East Carolina playing for one of our favorite people, Steve Rocafort, and that staff down at East Carolina. How often do you guys still talk and critique each other's games and just give everyone an update on Tyree, because, of course, many people here were fans of his too?
No, we talk almost every other day. He called me last night. He was really excited for the win he had against SMU, so he's like, yeah, I did this, and I had this amount of points. Now he went on and on.
That's what always was amusing to me, was how talkative Tyree was and how soft-spoken you were in terms of talking about the game of basketball. Speaking of family, 2-4, February 4th, we're heading down to Atlanta to Georgia Tech. Mm-hmm. How many members of your family do you anticipate being there?
A great amount, man. I
remember last time there was like a whole section of the family there.
And my hometown was mad that day because they had a home high school game, and nobody showed up. Everybody was at Georgia Tech.
That might be the same case this year. PJ, what was it like winning in the Carrier Dome?
Oh, that was an amazing feeling. Going back in history, I didn't know that until I got there, that we haven't won there since 1976. But winning there was like amazing because I have never won there. My freshman year, we lost there. We beat them at home, though.
Right.
So just going back and getting that revenge, the winning there.
All right, PJ, we can't let you get out of here without the fishing report. You are an avid fisherman. Yeah. You're a talented fisherman. We've talked about this with you before. What kind of fishing did you get in the off season, and what did you catch?
I went to a couple ponds back home. I caught a lot of bass. I caught some brown.
And ate it all, from what I understand.
Ate it all, yeah.
Fried fish.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
All right, PJ. Well, again, we're so thrilled for the success that you're having. We've, of course, been rooting for you ever since you got here. It's so much fun to see that really come into fruition now here in your third year with the program. And thanks, as always, for coming over, giving us a little time here on a quiet night for you. We look forward to much more success for you down the road, PJ. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
P.J. Horn, our second player representing Mike Young's men's basketball program here at Virginia Tech. P.J. exits, which means Coach Young enters as we continue to talk hoops as the Hokies get set for the Demon Deacons on Tuesday. This is Tech Talk Live across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling, so what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day, traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile, cause it's leaning in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Hokie fans, if you can hear this broadcast, you're close to a delicious Deschutes Brewery beer. Like Fresh Haze, an ultra-juicy, hazy IPA exploding with orange citrus. Hey, real quick, did you know the oils in orange peels are flammable? I'm serious. And really, who figured that out? Try it sometime. It's wild. Or on second thought, maybe don't. Anyway, the juicy citrus flavor of Fresh Haze is out of this world and available from the Pacific Northwest to the East Coast. Deschutes Brewery reminds you to drive safely. Deschutes Brewery, Bend, Oregon.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Good friends, great times, and Hokie wins. They always seem to come together at PK's Bar and Grill in Blacksburg. PK's, one of the most diverse menus anywhere in the valley, including our famous hot wings, pizza, pastas, sandwiches, wraps, and more. And PK's delivers right to your door starting at 11 a.m. We can also cater your next event. So visit us at pksbarandgrill.com or call us today at 552-FAST, a downtown favorite for over 25 years. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza at PK's Bar and Grill.
Blacksburg Physical Therapy keeps all of us strong and healthy. Hokies fans, runners, bike riders, gardeners. Since 1991, they've been delivering customized care and treatments that work, and they have exciting news. Blacksburg PT is now Cora Physical Therapy. Same trusted clinicians, same hands-on results. Now with access to the latest tech to get you and keep you strong and healthy as ever. Check them out at CoraPhysicalTherapy.com or call for your complimentary screening at 540-951-2703. That's Cora Physical Therapy.
This is Tech Talk Live, your place for all things Hokies. Once again, here's John Lazor.
Tech Talk Live continues from First and Main here in Blacksburg. McLean's inside of First and Main. John Lazor alongside Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, as I will be on Tuesday as the Hokies get it started at 9 o'clock down in Winston-Salem against Wake Forest. We now welcome in head men's basketball coach Mike Young. And, Coach, what a week it has been for you and your basketball program. We were just talking prior to departure for Syracuse, and you guys pull off the road victory over the Orange, first time in program history, inside the Carrier Dome, then come home and defeat NC State. So a lot of great stuff has transpired over the last 7 days. And I noticed something that you tweeted out last night. You said the game honors toughness, and I thought that yesterday really embodied that. I wanted to get your thoughts on what it feels like as a coach to see a group of young people play with that level of toughness for that amount of time.
Well, it's rewarding. I'm impressed you pay attention to Twitter. I don't look at it very much at all. I will say it's a lot more fun talking to you two after two wins than getting my ears pinned back. You know, it's everything. It's in football. It's in baseball, wrestling. If you don't have tough people that are willing to do the little things necessary to win, it makes it awfully hard. Toughness is, preparing yourself, your body, your team to play. Toughness is getting the proper amount of rest. So toughness comes in a lot of forms. A 50-50 ball, which that was, that's one possession. Doesn't seem like a lot, but it's a big deal. That, shot attempt at the hole because P.J. Horn has run down an offensive rebound. It was P.J. that started that play over there in the corner. And NC State has every bit as, much of an opportunity to get that ball as we do. P.J. whacks it back in bounds. Lander sprawls out and saves the ball. And then Wabisa, the NC State kid actually had the ball. Wabisa jerks it out of his hands. And then, we talk about a lot, almost every day, and saving the ball to a teammate instead of throwing the ball wildly. So, this team continues to display the level of toughness necessary to win. I don't think you go to the Carrier Dome and win without, a level of toughness. I don't think you come back a couple nights later against a very talented NC State team and win that one as we did after a horrendous start to both halves, really and truly. So I am pleased with this team's progress in that regard, and they are getting better every day. They really are.
Coach, you've called some masterful timeouts when you think about up at the Carrier Dome there. 2 minutes left. They go up by 11, right? No, but I'm just saying. So they're up 11. You call those two timeouts, and then the lead gets cut to five real quick, 30-25. Yesterday it's 10-0. I think the people would be interested to see. Just walk us through what happens during those timeouts.
You know, Mike, it's not as earth-shattering as people think. You're really and truly, you're just trying to get them to relax, all right? And that's a feel thing as much as anything. I didn't want to call the timeout last night. But, you know, you go down 10, and, you know, as we talked about in the post game, it's kind of a reset. We're going to be okay. Let's look at this. Let's get recentered here. We're fine. You know, and then we bounce back. I think we rattled off 13 straight points. You went down at Syracuse a little concerned about our look at that point. But, boy, they fought right back. And the two threes that we got down, one from Isaiah, one from Naheem, opposite Syracuse's bench, were enormous. And then we get in the locker room down 11. And that's a different game. So it's not so much as what I'm saying as it is just, getting them to calm down a little bit. And, here's what we're looking at. Here's, something different that we weren't prepared for. Let's take care of that. And then, go play. Go have fun with it.
Head coach Mike Young is with us. We're just getting started with our time with him tonight on Tech Talk Live. The Hokies, a couple of victories, one on the road at the Carrier Dome, one right here in Blacksburg over NC State, and back on the road on Tuesday. No matter where the road leads you, the miles have meaning, so stop by your neighborhood Marathon station. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. More with head coach Mike Young right after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield. I am Jim Clark.
When it's time for a Hokie to attempt a free throw, they take a Ford trip to the line. And when you take a trip to your local Ford dealer, you'll get some of the best deals on our best vehicles, including the all-new 2020 Ford Explorer. This newly redesigned and engineered SUV is the latest arrival to our already star-studded roster. So don't miss your shot to get the best deals on Ford vehicles. Visit your local Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com today.
If you're looking for a place that can fulfill all of your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs, stop by First & Main. Get a kickstart to your day by getting a morning workout in at Anytime Fitness or grabbing a quick coffee at Starbucks. You can take your lunch break at Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, or El Rodeo. And if you're in the mood, you can stop by the only IMAX theater in the region and see a movie at Paragon Theaters. When you're looking for something to do, turn to First & Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
You've looked and looked for that perfect home and can't find one with all the bells and whistles you want, so you've decided to build. First Bank and Trust Company can help you finance the construction of a new home so you can afford to build your home from the ground up. Once your house is built, we can finance your permanent mortgage also. So all you need to do is get started on that house you've always dreamed of, and we'll help make it a reality. We're doing what it takes to make life easier. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Qualifications apply. Ask for details.
Your Hokie headquarters is Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazor.
Tech Talk Live continues, an eye on the hardwood as the Hokies now 3-2 in ACC play and looking to build upon it as they take on Wake Forest. Another caffeine special Tuesday night, 9 o'clock tip time. Hokies will travel down to Winston-Salem tomorrow, and that is why we are off schedule again this week. But a programming reminder real quickly, we will be back on our normal night on Monday next week. So 8 days will be the next Tech Talk Live. Will be Sabidi will be with us along with Coach Young. Coach, we were discussing this possession where you guys had a nice stretch in the first half, had built the double-digit lead, and NC State hit a couple shots. You get down to the final possession of the half, and you had discussed this a couple of times earlier in the season about having fouls to give and wanting to give them. It seemed like you guys executed that really well yesterday in an important possession defensively prior to the half, really helped the winning cause.
You know, we're not fouling very much at all, and we've been in that situation a couple of times where we've been, you know, at four fouls, last possession of the half, five, where you we reference it as you have a foul to give, so you can foul someone intentionally. And not put them on the foul line, which you don't want to do. So we insert Jalen, who doesn't have a foul. There were 16 seconds on the shot clock. We're up seven. They're going to obviously play for the last shot of the half. So you want to trim as much time off the clock as you can so Jalen doesn't hit him until he comes into the front court. You got to be careful, and you got to coach it a little bit. You can't, I said intentionally, you're going to foul them, but it can't be intentional. It's got to be a common foul. He did a nice job with that. Now side out of bounds at nine, and you know, he drove the ball inside the key, and Jalen got him again. Now there's six, and that's a different situation. Still side out of bounds. Put Beatty back in for Jalen, who they both did a really nice job on Markell Johnson, who was a you know, a really good guard, really, you know, fast, speedy guy that can get his own shot. And we forced him into an off-balance, you know, jump shot from 16, 17 feet. He missed it. Thank goodness we go in down seven or up seven. And, you know, that momentum, I am very cognizant of that. You know, that shot goes down at the horn. They go in with a little momentum, can kind of turn the game a little bit. So managing that is a big deal. Our team did a nice job handling that.
Coach, how about Tyrese Bootsrapper? Man, has he been playing at an unbelievable level, and he got credit for 9 rebounds yesterday, but he probably had his hands on 6 or 8 more. Career high 18 points. He played great at Syracuse. How about his heart and his toughness?
It's amazing. It's an amazing, you know, how the whole thing is unfolded here. And he's just that, Mike, and it, just a hard-nosed, tough guy that does what you want him to do. He adheres to the things he does well. He's not out there experimenting. He's not out there doing things that he doesn't do well. And we all have things we don't do particularly well, but he stays in his lane, if you will. He's going to adhere to the things that he does well. He rebounds well. He guards well. He drives the ball well, but the other things that that he's not great with yet, I think, will improve during his career. He doesn't do those things. 18 points and 9 rebounds. Come on, I mean, that's what a line. And he's got a tough matchup, night in, night out. And you know, pinch yourself from time to time when you realize that young man is. He's 16 games into his college career. You know, there's one thing to practice every day as he did a year ago. But until you're under those bright lights and you're guarding all this action that you see, you know, other teams throw at you, he's typically guarding. You know, he guarded Elijah Hughes on Tuesday. Elijah Hughes is a man. I mean, he is a statue at 6'6", 220 pounds, and Tyrese is, you know, we know he's 6'1", 190. I don't know what he is. But that's a difficult matchup is my point. And he accepts that challenge, and he fights like a dog. And we're not nearly as good without him. So pleased with what he brings to our program, what he brings to our team. And as you both know, I mean, he is a delightful guy. And he's just a real treat to coach him, and awfully proud of him.
18 points, 9 rebounds, no turnovers. I'll add to that for Tyrese Radford as well. He is a delightful guy, as is P.J. Horn. We just got to spend about 15 minutes with him. We always love when we do that. And, Coach, we were kind of having some fun. We said, you know, they upgraded you to a 98 Buick, but if you got to pick – what car you would be compared to, what would you be? And he went a little older even. He went back to a 92 Ford.
He's shocking.
He's humble even in hypothetical vehicles.
Shocking. Shocking.
But talk about him. He came back and had a great game against Syracuse and was able to score 12 points, was able to hit that short corner jumper for you, open up the zone, and then I thought was
the
backbreaker. Solid again yesterday.
The backbreaker was the three in front of our bench. It may have counted as a two.
Video review,
But, you know, here's P.J. Horn and Wabisa Beattie. You know, Wabisa Beattie hasn't scored a field goal in four games and has had as much to do with our success to this point as anybody in our program. P.J. Horn has battled some things. I'll tell you what, guys, and you guys know this. I'm not sure we can win without him. They don't care if they score. They don't care about anything other than winning the basketball game. It's all that matters. You know, whatever their numbers might be, 4 points, 18 points, one rebound, 10 rebounds, it doesn't matter. Helping the team win. And you can't have too many of those guys in your locker room. And one of the very few times in my career as a head coach, this is 18, I think, for me, one of the very few times and I can do this, being the head coach. I named our captains. We typically vote for them. And we're not doing any voting. P.J. Horn and Wabisa Beattie are our captains, and they've done a great job in that regard. The internal leadership's a big piece of it, and they've taken care of those things in the locker room. But P.J. Horn is, you know, just does exactly what you ask him to do, you know, just every day, every time out. And what a you know, joy it is for me to walk on the practice floor every day and be able to see a guy like him, a consummate Hokie, consummate teammate, and he's the best.
This is what we call a sponsorship segue, because the Virginia Tech Hokies are built Ford proud. That's right. The Southern Virginia Ford dealers are proud sponsors of the Hokies. Looking for your next car, truck, or SUV? Head to buyfordnow.com or visit your local Ford store today to shop our full line of vehicles. More with head coach Mike Young as Tech Talk Live continues tonight from McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg.
If you're a Hokies fan, you've got an appetite for winning. And if you're a Smithfield fan, you've got an appetite for our flavorful hickory smoked bacon and our deliciously versatile anytime favorites ham. As a proud sponsor of Virginia Tech football, we invite you to start every game day with a hearty Smithfield breakfast. It's the protein-packed way to get your morning started and prepare yourself for another victory. So fire up, Hokie Nation, and remember, flavor hails from Smithfield.
Ready to get rewarded? Open a SunTrust Advantage checking account and you'll feel rewarded right away. Our new debit card controls let you lock your card and set spending limits directly on our mobile app. You'll also get free identity protection and credit monitoring through ID Notify by Experian. Peace of mind and great rewards. Advantage Checking gives you all that and more. Visit a branch or go to suntrust.com/get rewarded to open an Advantage Checking account today. Confidence starts here. SunTrust Bank, member FDIC.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. This is Tech Talk Live, your place for all things Hokies. Once again, here's John Lazor.
This is Tech Talk Live on a special Sunday night. That due to Tech traveling to Winston-Salem tomorrow. They will take on Wake Forest 9 o'clock on Tuesday. Mike Burnup and I will be on the air with you at 8:30. And speaking of Mikey, here he is.
Coach, you talk about the defense yesterday. NC State shot a season-high 30 threes, only made six. They got trees down inside there. The job you guys did defensively, only shot, what, 31, 32%?
Yeah, I mean, I saw a statistic today. We're 11-0 when we hold our opponents 43 and under. I think 43 is a little high. The mark for us is 40. And to hold NC State to 30, what was it, whatever it was. But we defended the arc very well and continue to do a great job on the glass. Funderburk is a man. Bates is a man. 24, his name escapes me. They've got some bigger guards. But to hang in there and compete on the glass is, you know, every night will be again Tuesday night against Wake Forest, who's got some length on the front line, is a big deal. We talk about it all the time. I think we've got an even more clear picture who we are. We're going to score enough to win every night. That's not going to be a concern. Can we defend? Can we rebound every night? And if we do that, we can win every game we play. I was pleased with them, Mike. And NC State, again, has some potent guys. I mean, we limited their starting five. Johnson, Helms, all those guys. They didn't have a kid scoring double figures. You know, Funderburk came off the bench and scored, I think, 15. And the Andre kid, number 31, scored 10. We let him go a couple of times. But other than that, you know, shots were contested. We hung in there. We outlasted them. We talk about that a lot, outlasting, you know, the opponent on each offensive possession. And I thought we did a really good job versus Markel Johnson off their ball screens, which he's really good with.
Coach, Landers Nolly was, again, offensively prolific, seemed to be dialed in, but also that translated onto the other end of the floor. It seemed like he played a very intelligent basketball game yesterday, manipulating mismatches on one end and creating them on the other. Would you agree with that assessment and how he's grown on that end of the floor?
Intelligent might be much of a stretch for me, John. I'm going to be honest with you. He had a really good game. He is a special player. He had a great practices leading up to yesterday's game, shoot around, and you know his level of engagement was really really good. I'm say that tongue in cheek that intelligent might be a stretch. He is really a smart basketball player, and he's got a real idea how the thing is supposed to play out, and both ends of the floor. He's a little partial to that offensive end. He's really talented, and he was just terrific. And his numbers are good. It's not like there's a kid out there just throwing up shots left and right. His numbers are 43 from the field and 42, 43 from three. Shooting his fouls well. His assist turnover ratio is a tad off. He's like 40 assists, 45 turnovers. And we need to flip that a little bit. He's improved in that area, but we've talked about it before. We will have the ball in his hands a lot, so he is prone to a couple of poor turnovers, but doing a great job for our team.
Coach, you talked in the last segment about how nobody cares about who scores, how many points, how many rebounds. I think one of the coolest things that you see about this team, especially like up at Syracuse, is when Jalen Cohn kind of got hot and went off a little bit. It ignited the whole bench. I mean, the whole mood, the whole chemistry, everything seemed to change around after that. And everybody kind of got into it, and then it got started rolling.
Well, that's what you're trying to capture, Mike. And we've all been a part of teams. And we understand the significance of team, of applauding and being excited about a teammate's successes. Jalen Cohn has certainly been in that situation through – the early portion of his career, but he hung in there and he continued to practice well and he continued to get in the gym and work. And when his number was called, when his time came in Syracuse and we needed him to, you know, to play well. I thought he'd make a couple. I didn't think he would, you know, lose his mind and score, you know, bang down five. I'm glad that he did. My point is he was prepared. You know, he wasn't withdrawn within himself and, you know, worrying about, you know, this, that. He's worried about helping the team. He's worried about going onto the floor and doing the things that we ask him to do. And what a special performance from, a first-year guy, you know, on that stage and that facility. That was really strange for me. That's the first time I'd ever been in the Carrier Dome. And to think back of the history of that that building. But so proud of Jalen and what a special night he had for us, and we needed him.
Coach, that's a good transition to the bench because talking about Jalen Cohn, but really all four of those guys that have played substantial minutes have really played their part very effectively, particularly over the last month. You didn't have to play anybody more than 33 minutes yesterday. That was Landers Nolly, a team high 33. How important is that, being able to manage minutes for this rotation as you get really into the meat and potatoes here, the grind, I guess, as it were, of ACC play?
Well, you know, we ask so much of them, and, you know, the game requires you play your tail off as long as you can. You know, when I look out there at times last night, you know, Tyrese Radford is playing so hard, I thought he was going to die, you know, kill over. I mean, he's going at it, and I had to take him out at the five-minute mark of the second half. Game's still in the balance here, but I had to get him off the floor for a minute. Our depth is going to improve, you know, over the next two, three, 4 years. We are playing nine. We do have some holes that we're trying to manage, that we're trying to mask, really and truly. And but we've got a pretty good rotation with John coming in for PJ. I think John's playing 8 to 12 a game. Isaiah Wilkins has done a nice job with us for us, you know, in place of Landers. Now we've got Tyrese, Naheem, and Hunter at the 2-3 spot. You can get by with three in those two spots. The emergence of Jalen Cohn, played Jalen with Wabisa some last night, played him against Syracuse a lot with Wabisa, just because of his ability to, you know, rise up and make shots. So, you know, that part of it, that's still evolving, really and truly. But I do think we're pretty close to locking in on, you know, a rotation that we feel really good with. And you know, if we can keep those minutes, those high-end minutes, you know, around 30, 31, I think that's healthy for all of us.
Tech Talk Live tonight with head coach Mike Young is presented by Warm Hearth. Are you 60 or older and looking to retire in Blacksburg? Warm Hearth Village is Blacksburg's only nonprofit retirement community. And as luck would have it, our campus adjoins Virginia Tech and the Huckleberry Trail. We are now pre-leasing new maintenance-free independent living apartment homes with no waiting list. Visit retire.org. to learn more. No, Coach, that does not apply to you. We'll check in on Wake Forest in our final segment with head coach Mike Young. That is straight ahead across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield. I am Gonzalez.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4-bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning-quick Wi-Fi and a resort-style heated pool, to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
G&H Appliance, the appliance experts, have been a winning team since 1969. That's 50 years of great service throughout the area. We offer the best prices on top products from Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and more. We also offer expertise to help you find the best appliance for your budget. Come see our showroom on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg. Visit us online at gnhappliance.com or call us at 540-382-7500. G&H Appliance, celebrating 50 years of service. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better.
For your next banquet or business meeting, make an impression that leaves an imprint. We have the perfect setting for weddings, receptions, meetings, and retreats of all sizes. Preston's offers stunning views of the New River and the Pete Dye River course at Virginia Tech. With a restaurant and lounge, two banquet rooms, and a 4,000-square-foot terrace, Preston's at the River Course is also ideal for unwinding with a panoramic view of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Daily specials, live music, and weekend brunches make us a destination venue. Visit our website, PeteDyeRiverCourse.com, and look us up on social media for more information.
Your Hokie headquarters is Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazor.
One more segment this week to spend with head coach Mike Young as he prepares the Hokies for Wake Forest. Hokies looking to make it three in a row within the ACC. They'll do so on Tuesday night, 9 o'clock tip against the Deacs down in Winston-Salem. And, Coach, we turn a partial view now to Wake Forest. As always, under the direction of Danny Manning, seems to have extremely athletic and explosive guards. Just your initial synopsis of what you'll face on Tuesday night.
They are getting fouled more than anyone in our league. Consequently, they're on the foul line. They're scoring, I think, 25% of their points are coming from the foul line. So that'll be a test of, you know, this is how they want to play, and we don't want to foul. We want you to earn them. They've got a really good point guard in Childress, the coach's assistant coach's son. Randolph was a great player down there. That matchup will be a critical one. Because Wabisa will be guarding him, and his ability to get fouled bothers me. I can't imagine the thought of, you know, Wabisa being saddled with two fouls in the first half, three early in the second half. They have others that that can drive it, and they've got a big kid in the post, 7-foot kid, Sar, that is just getting better and better. I saw him early in the year, and it's kind of I didn't like him a whole lot, but I tell you what, I see him against Pittsburgh earlier today and NC State, and he is moving and he is rebounding and is a real threat. We're going to have to do some things with him to hopefully, cool him off.
How much could you get out of yesterday's game?
None.
When they played Duke?
I mean, none.
That thing was 49-23 at the half.
None. I tell you what now, Mike, Duke was pretty scary here over the last week, 10 days, how they are playing. But, in Cameron, they just choked them. I mean, they couldn't get anything going. They just took Wake Forest out of everything that they wanted to do. I don't know that there's anybody else in our league, maybe Florida State, that can do that. Looked at it very briefly, and it was pretty apparent that we weren't going to get a lot out of that one. But we've gotten everything we need out of several others, so we'll be okay with our prep.
Got about one more minute with head coach Mike Young. And, Coach, we'll close with you where we did yesterday in the postgame as well, talking about that environment at Virginia Tech inside Castle Coliseum. It was hot, my man. I made the wrong wardrobe choice. But not that question. At the end of our conversation, you said, I want to wish Virginia Tech Wrestling good luck tonight. And it resonated throughout this whole community. A couple members of the staff were here just to say thank you to you tonight. Why is that so important that it's all of Virginia Tech?
We're all in this thing together. You know, I mean, we're not just the basketball program. We're a part of the community. We're a part of the athletic department. And I don't know Tony real well yet. I will. What I know, I love. And I've been around his kids some, and I've always loved wrestling. Don't ask me to get out there on the mat with anybody. I can tell you that. I'm not doing that. I thought, you know, we did it in physical education at Radford High School back in the late 70s, early 80s. I thought that was the roughest, most physically taxing thing I'd ever done in my life. So great admiration. And, hey, come on, guys. Those guys are fourth in the country, and they just brought West Virginia in here and just mauled them. You know, talking about choking somebody. I mean, they almost shut them out, did they not?
36-3.
So, you know, I mean, I'm telling you now, Margaret and our children going over to Lane Stadium, see those Hokies play football this fall. Holy cow, there's nothing like it. To see Jill's volleyball team and Kenny's basketball team, they got a big game tonight at Duke. You know, we are going to support our friends and those other student athletes, and that's not going to change.
Awesome stuff, Coach. As always, we appreciate you coming over. We know it's been a taxing couple weeks from a schedule perspective. These Hokies appreciate it as well. We'll be behind you, of course, as will they, down in Winston-Salem on Tuesday.
Thanks, everybody.
Head Coach Mike Young, unfailingly gracious with his time and his candor. We continue to appreciate both. One more segment of Tech Talk Live. Mike and I will get you set for the broadcast week as Virginia Tech on the road and then home again on Saturday. This is TTL from First and Main here in Blacksburg.
When it's time for a Hokie to attempt a free throw, they take a Ford trip to the line. And when you take a trip to your local Ford dealer, you'll get some of the best deals on our best vehicles, including the all-new 2020 Ford Explorer. This newly redesigned and engineered SUV is the latest arrival to our already star-studded roster. So don't miss your shot to get the best deals on Ford vehicles. Visit your local Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com today.
Virginia 529, the official college savings plan of the Virginia Tech Hokies, is giving fans the chance to win a college savings starter account. Visit Virginia529.com/win for your chance at $529 to kick off your savings. Additional contributions made are tax advantaged and savings can be used at many public and private colleges close to home or outside of Virginia. Learn more and enter to win today at Virginia529.com/win.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
English Meadows is the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics, providing care in Virginia since 2008. We believe that seniors should never live or feel alone, and our caregivers are ready to assist you in all of your daily needs. With 8 campuses across the Commonwealth, stretching from Abingdon to Warrenton, to Louisa, to Bedford, and 2 campuses in the New River Valley, English Meadows is here to care for you and your Hokie family. Visit WeLoveOurResidents.com today. Go Hokies!
Hokie fans, improve your home field advantage by shopping Grand Home Furnishings today. Every room, every style. You'll find it all at Grand's guaranteed low price. Plus, save on the area's largest selection of brand name mattresses and get free delivery on any mattress purchase of $5.97 or more. So come visit our Christiansburg store or any of our other 18 locations. Grand Home Furnishings, proud sponsor of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Talk Live continues and concludes from McLean's at First and Main here in Blacksburg. We, of course, send our thanks to P.J. Horn for coming over and joining us tonight, as well as head coach Mike Young. And TTL this evening has been brought to you by Ideal Cabinets, celebrating their 50th year in the custom cabinetry business. Follow their Facebook page and post your favorite Virginia Tech game photo with the hashtag Ideal50 for a chance to win the grand prize of a $200 gift card, or visit them online at idealcabinets.com. for more information. John and Mike shutting it down for the week. But Mike, I think that winning, of course, is great, and everybody loves winning. But the fan base has really had the way that this basketball team plays resonate with them. I think that they can see themselves in this basketball team, the toughness and the energy and the connectedness that they play with, starting to be a lot of fun, not just because of the wins.
Oh, I know. And it's great to see the castle full lays, and it's such an intimidating place when it is full, and they got something to cheer about. So I know there are a couple more games already sold out, and I expect probably most of them will be sold out as we move forward, especially when they're winning. So it's been great and so much fun to watch them play, and the camaraderie that they have and the chemistry and the cohesiveness. It's been fun to watch. Looking forward to tomorrow night in Wake Forest, too. Try to get another road win.
Well, and nobody, people know this throughout the ACC. You and I are well respected for our ability to caffeinate.
Those 9 o'clockers are killers. I might have to like make you drive this time.
Yeah.
If we stop at that Steak and Shake now.
Oh, on the way
all
back.
All bets are off. It's like that ice cream sandwich they have, you know, the Oreo cookie.
That's an annual tradition unlike any other. Mike that's and true. I, we'll tell you that story sometime. 1:30 a.m. You guys want to eat in? Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Sit down and eat at Steak and Shake at 1:30 in the morning. Maybe it won't get to that this week. 8:30 airtime across the same sports network. Shortly after 9, the tip from the Joel as Wake Forest welcomes Virginia Tech. Hokies 3-2 in conference play. Wake Forest 1-4. But Mikey always seemed to have an exceptionally talented and athletic backcourt, as Coach just outlined. They like to get downhill at you and get to the foul line. It's going to be another defensive challenge.
They do. And you think about Brandon Childress. He was 0-for-6 yesterday, Lays, and I don't expect he'll have that kind of game back-to-back. So he's a tremendous player. And obviously that will be a concern. And as Coach mentioned, they got that big 7-footer. He's about 260 pounds. So Hokies did a great job yesterday against the length that NC State presented, and so this should be fun. Another great opportunity to get a road win in this league, which are so, so difficult to do. And so you expect Wake Forest to give you their best shot, especially after getting hammered yesterday.
Yeah, Olivier Saar is that 7-footer that the Hokies will be dealing with. Another challenge, to Mike's point, in the interior. Hokies going down to Wake Forest, trying to make it 3 in a row in ACC play. Quite the run, including the first ever program win inside the Carrier Dome. Just about out of time for Tech Talk Live tonight. Again, our thanks to P.J. Horn, head coach Mike Young, Stephanie Belin, for making those interviews happen here tonight. And down the line to our producer doing an outstanding job, Mike Murabito. Along with them, we thank you. Thanks for being with us. As always, thanks for being Hokies. And good night, everybody, from Blacksburg.
All season long, when the Hokies win, get 40% off pizzas the next day at PapaJohns.com. Just use the online promo code TECH40 and get 40% off all regular menu price online pizzas the day after a Hokies win. Just like that. Order from your independently owned and operated Papa John's using the online promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com. When the Hokies win, you win. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. Valid online only at participating Papa John's locations. Not valid with other discounts. Delivery fee and taxes extra and are not subject to discount offer.
Start your spring off right by taking a trip to First and Main. Whether it's stopping for a bite to eat at McLean's or stocking up for that fishing trip at Matt Hagen Outdoors, First and Main is bound to have the place to fit your needs. Go see that newest movie at the only IMAX theater in the region at Paragon Theaters. But don't forget to stop by Blacksburg Eye Associates to grab your newest pair of glasses beforehand. Whatever you want, First and Main has got it. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Been listening to Tech Talk Live on the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Join us each Monday night throughout the season and talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better. CMG Leasing. Visit btcampusedge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. Smithfield. Flavor hails from Smithfield. First Bank and Trust. The bank that puts you first. First and Main, Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. Deschutes Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Ford, get the best deals of the year at your local Ford dealer today. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. Real Life Dental, located in Kent Square in downtown Blacksburg. Find your smile. Papa John's Pizza. Order online today at PapaJohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. The Pete Dye River Course, where Hokies play. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets.
Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.